of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, it is Monday, July 23rd, 2012, 86 degrees here in the state of Minnesota. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can check me out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. That's double E. On Facebook, Bradley Dean, or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Again, that's BradleyDean1 on my Twitter. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, that number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And folks, on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, we've got quite a few things going on. Number one, I encourage you to become a Facebook follower. All the stories and the topics that we touch on will be found there. Also, there's a button on the middle of the screen, SOL Media, and that covers stories like this. Just recently, again, just to show the den of iniquity or the den of sin Planned Parenthoods are, a young woman who was 24 years old got an abortion and died shortly thereafter. It happened so fast, said her sister. She was just fine one day, and the next day she was gone. We're just trying to figure out what happened. I'll tell you what happened. She went into a blood money clinic. She got what she was going for, and the clinic could care less about her death, even though they're saying right now, we grieve for the victims.
Sure.
Hold on a second. What about the piles of babies you throw in dumpsters afterwards?
We grieve for the fact that we've just been uncovered.
That's all. Yep. That's all. Just like this administration who promotes it. And by the way, it was in Chicago, Illinois, where this president masqueraded as a pro-abortion candidate for Senate and now president.
I bet you $100, my brother from another mother, they did their best to try to cover it up before it went public.
Yes.
I guarantee it.
But just like
we'll find that
says,
out.
The blood cries out. Folks, blood cries out for justice. The next story, you'll find at SOL Media right on our homepage. A young girl was raped at a party. And what she did is she wanted to disclose because of such a soft, there was barely any penalty for these kids.
Yeah.
They didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
The kids that raped her.
Yep.
She's 17, and this is what she's saying. This is what this generation is saying to the older generation right now.
Bible says to rape Yep. To them that rape, you're to kill them.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep. They didn't have to rape, did they?
No.
No, they weren't sick. It wasn't an accident.
They couldn't help themselves,
that's
though,
right.
Jake. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so
but
the,
you know what? If I was her dad, mm-hmm. I could help him.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So these boys, the judge will not even lock up. So this little girl gets on her Twitter account, and she tweets who it was that raped her. And this is what she said. They said, I can't talk about it, or I'll be locked up. The person raped would be locked up. So I'm waiting for them to read this and lock me up. And this is the message that she's getting. And, folks, this is the message
she needs to go to jail.
This generation is getting.
She really does. She needs mm-hmm. to go to jail. And when she goes into jail, there's going to be a national outrage
yep.
for that judge to be removed, number one, and to make sure it never happens again. She needs to go to jail.
And she's willing
yes.
to, she said.
Amen.
This is the message she's getting and this generation is getting from this justice system.
She has to. Because the yep. older generation has dropped the ball on her.
And this
she has been subjected to everything, protected that's from right. nothing, and she knows now that she has to take a stand. What have we been saying on this radio that's program, right. Jake, for the last 12 years?
That's right. And in high schools, and I'm going to get to this My War series because it's important, but she said, protecting rapists is more important than getting justice from the rape victim in Louisville.
That's the message to the younger generation.
That's what they're yep. saying. So you're going to protect the racist, and this is what the authorities come in and say. Well, you should also have to respect authority telling this young girl who was raped. She should have gone to the victim's group or her local legislator and fought for the right to speak out.
She's to respect the authority that's not ruled by law.
That's right.
No. No, folks, let's put this into perspective. Here again is a situation where you have a judge rebelling against the law. He's legislating and he's active. He's being an activist mm-hmm. from the judge. To legislate in what fashion he desires or which he sees fit rather than what the law commands.
That's right.
Yes.
She said, in closing, I'm at the point that if I have to go to jail for my rights, I will do it.
Get her on. Let's see if we can get her on the radio.
Let's see
if we can get her on the radio.
Talking about
can we see if we can get her on the radio? If we can get her on the radio, we'll pull her out and we will tell her what we just got done yeah. telling our listeners right now. You need to go to jail. Go to jail. Because once this hits the mainstream media, it's all over for that judge.
That's
and
right.
that's exactly what needs to happen here.
And then we'll
we
start,
need to start bringing this to the light, friends.
Right. And then we'll start talking about how we criminalize rapists
yeah.
instead of victims of rape.
Now, let me ask you something, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an older individual that's crying out for justice? Or is it a younger individual?
17 years old.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, they weren't even going to put her name in the press, but she said, no, I want my name in the press. I want to blow the lid off this.
Let's get a hold of her. Here's another point, scripturally. Show me in scripture where anybody that was young committed sin against God.
Mm-hmm.
Show me where they scripturally committed sin against God. It's never the younger. It was always the older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when the woman that was busted in adultery in John 8,
mm-hmm.
you notice when Jesus said to her, to he who is without sin, let them cast the first stone? Do you remember right that it was the older to the younger mm-hmm. that departed first?
They were the first to
That's
leave.
Exactly right. Not the other way around.
Yeah.
And what we have here is we have a young individual that's growing up that knows that she needs to stand up for justice for her sake and for her generation's sake. That's what the Sons of Liberty are doing on the radio, friends. We're going to the demographic of 18 to 30 years old.
Right.
And if you're in that demographic or that demographic, keep in mind, you're the reason we're here because we cannot tolerate this crime in our government anymore. We have no room for it because the older generation has painted their backs up against the wall. They painted themselves into a corner. And the bottom line is this generation cannot do that because there's nothing else to give up, older generation, if you haven't heard that before. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the generation next that has some questions. And I think you need to hear them, especially if you're a part of that older generation. And younger generation, you're going to love this. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I come all the way from Hollywood.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to leave me a message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program.
The heck is that? Oh, that's that solo part? I never heard that before. And if I did, I wasn't paying any attention to it. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. And Jake's going to kick off a little bit more here before we get to Generation Next has some questions.
Well, folks, on the front page again, you can find all of this, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We made known that we're going to be going back to Dunkerton. That is happening this weekend. The Dunkerton, that's the news item. And Steve Dace actually had Bradley on the program last week. He's a nationally syndicated radio show host based out of Iowa area, but he's all over the country. And Bradley shared for about an hour on there, folks, and I really encourage you to check out that podcast.
I don't think that was planned either.
No, it wasn't. It was supposed to be one segment.
Segment to segment. That's right. Praise God.
Very anointed. And right along the topic of this show, too, because as we're talking about Miss Savannah Dietrich, that's crying out for justice in her generation.
That was raped.
And what we're going to talk about next, there was a girl on that, one of the producers of the show, who is actually kind of a skeptic, they call her. She's very standoffish. She doesn't just sell herself to anybody out there. She stepped up and she said, of Bradley and of the ministry and of the mission, finally someone who believes in us and cares enough to cross the lines to get us. That's the anointing of this message.
And plus, I think the ears of the younger generation are tuned in for someone that will lead the way.
Yeah.
And we're not applying to lead the way. We're leading the way because we have to lead the way.
That's right.
We haven't been given a choice here.
Well, it's just like you said, and folks, we have a lot of products that are available. Bradley's testimony book, you'll see that Bradley came from that generation of having no other options. So when you've been saved from hell, you're going to go out and save those others that you know are sitting in the same boat you are. Yeah. And you're going to do it at all costs.
You don't know what
you've been
saved.
Paid.
Yeah, you don't know what you've been saved for until you know what you've been saved from. That's right.
And this is a comic book that we have that Bradley put his life story in. And I encourage you folks, on the front page of Sons Liberty Radio today, My War DVDs. Now, this DVD series is a five-part documentary, and it covers all the topics that you hear, not only on Sons of Liberty, but giving hope to the next generation. Not what's wrong. Here's the problem. Here's what you do about it. Here's action.
Yeah.
And it's a five-part series. I encourage you to get it. You make a donation. You click on that icon right there. You also get Bradley's life story that comes in a graphic novel, a comic book version, free with that purchase of those DVDs. It's for a young person. It's for an old person. Folks, it's relevant, and it's what we need right now in America to turn this ship around. And we can and we will. And I'm encouraged. by stories of young people stepping up to the plate here. And going back to Dunkerton as an example, you can read about it there. It's another example of how you get the victory if you continue to stand.
If you love your country.
That's right. Yeah. And you will, and you can't stop if you do. It's a fruit of your love, folks.
That comic book has only sold about 2,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 copies.
Yep.
Now, there's a problem with that, folks. We should be selling a lot more on that. Danny just shared this with me yesterday, the street team leader. But with that, I wanted to interject one thought. Hope to a soul without truth will only spoil and poison that soul.
That's right.
Hope to a soul without truth will only spoil and poison that soul.
Got it.
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
Exactly.
Forget that not. He really is, friends.
You know, and speaking of that, you were just recently on the Man Kyle Muller show on Friday. I don't know
different
if you folks
bird.
Heard. Very
wow.
different.
Moo, moo.
But here's a guy who's going out there speaking his mind, kind of a shock jock. But the truth is lacking. There's no biblical, there's no scriptural reference.
But I think he had that core to him when you listen to the interview. Mm-hmm. He was talking about, you know, the Ten Commandments, so on and so forth. And he was making a mockery out of the left, as they call it, by saying, oh, you can't believe in the Ten Commandments. You can't. And I said, well, brother, I ain't moving for my generation. It's just that way.
And that's the importance, I think, of right now putting salt in that message, because men like him, man Kyle Muller, who's not afraid to say, he's a part of this generation, reflects him. He has a big following of those type of
18
kids.
To 30 years old, as
that's
a matter
right.
of fact, that demographic.
So
yeah.
you put truth, like you were saying, don't give them hope without truth. We're going to interject truth into this, and you can see the Lord already doing it by bringing you to a show like Man Cow or the Steve Day Show or the
as
many
matter
more
of fact,
that are coming.
As a matter of fact, Will Ferrell was on the show at the same time that I was, but he was being interviewed in Green Studio, and I was being interviewed in whatever studio, but just a bizarre guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say. I'm thankful. Man calls out of Chicago.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm thankful. He was talking about the Rachel Maddow case and just wanted to know what took place. And he just said, listen, nobody listens to her anyways. I said, well, I don't care if anybody listens to her or not. I said, people that wanted to threaten my family and myself, they listened.
That's right.
That was enough for me. And I'm sick and tired of everybody complaining about MSNBC and just turning the other cheek.
That's right.
No, that's not how you resolve the problem, folks. You deal with the issue, because she doesn't have the freedom to set a jihad out on my family.
That's right.
You understand me? And you better listen to me, good leftists, because a couple of them jokers I've had to deal with, too. And I will deal with you.
That's right.
It's just that way.
And that's the only way they're going to stop, is if they know, well, I'm going to get dealt with if I go down that road, so I'm just not going to go down that road.
Yeah, it's baloney,
and
dude.
And this generation will stand and say, you're not going down this road anymore. You've got to give them direction. So
they don't have anything, Jake.
No, they don't.
They're looking for something to live for, and they're finding it as to the place where they found that they had to die for what they have to live for.
Yep.
They found something to die for, therefore they found something to live for, and so be it. That is Christianity. That is patriotism.
And truth is worth it, folks.
Yes.
So again, right on our homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com. My War DVD sales. It's in the right-hand corner. Click on that and get a set of these DVDs. Pass them out. Also, get the comic book, folks. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
And people reading it will love it.
Comic books aren't just for kids anymore, friends. And by the way, the guy that did the comic book is Danny Bulinati, who used to work for Marvel and DC Comics. So nothing is second rate. It's top-notch. It's my life story, and you're going to love it. And if you want a copy of that, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to order them online, we'll give you a special rate, 1-866-233-0747.
And also, folks, in conclusion, maybe you have seen the commentaries over the weekend, but Bradley just did an expose on gun control, and it was very timely. And also, that was posted on InfoWars. So we want to thank our friends over at InfoWars for picking up the commentary. So if
you're Prison Planet, InfoWars, Alex Jones.
That's right. And if you're reading, it's on the front page also of GCN Today. So a lot of folks are picking up this message, realizing we need truth to this next generation.
And I think what's important, too, for our friends Alex Jones, Man Cow, all these other people that we've done on the East Coast, the West Coast, we have to do this together, friends. Because it's not going to fly. The one-man mission, it's not going to work that way. If you're looking for a president to lead you out of the position where you're at, listen, he's not going to do it. Christ will do it, but we all have to keep our eyes fixed on him, and we need to network together to get the job done. I prefer doing this together. I really do. And as long as we're networking and we have the right heart, because the end goal and the end aim is shoot small, miss small, we want liberty, but we want the laws magnified. And that's exactly who we're networking with, is people that are not tolerating lawlessness within a government corrupt system.
Yep, people that will see it through.
Yeah.
And folks,
amen.
I end on
and we back up those that are good in lawful abiding citizens that uphold the oath that they swore, magnifying the Constitution of the United States.
It's their own fidelity, folks. It's their oath. That's what we're holding them to. When they're there, it's great. That's why we have them take an oath. When they're not, we're going to demand justice. I end with this. It's found on our Facebook, and I think it leads very rightly into this next segment. This is a picture of a man who stands up and says, I believe a woman should be allowed to do whatever she wants with her body. This is the generation. This is what the message is. Unless it includes soda pop, salt, trans fats, hot dogs, pop, corn, cheese, fries, fast food, etc., etc.
They've gone too far.
Sending the mixed message, folks. And they're not tolerating it. This generation is not. They need leaders. Be that leader. We will be that leader, and we will change.
This is Leadership Radio.
You got it.
This is turning talk radio into do radio.
Do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do it.
We're going to take this phone call. We're going to do something out of the norm real quick. We're going to take Frank in Indiana. But after that, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Generation Next, ask some questions. And me and Jake, the other guy, just went over and checked out the new Batman movie. And, folks, I want to tell you something. It is horrific. They're crossing lines. Dark Knight Rising is just exactly that. It's a new level of evil, and I want to describe as to what we've seen during that movie presentation. So we got Frank in Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Guys, first of all, I want to start off by saying thank you very, very much. You guys are light in a dark world.
Thank you, sir.
It's wonderful, and I just want to comment and just call out to people to, you know, practice what we preach. Let's not be Sunday Christians and, you know, let's fight the good fight. I mean, we have an enemy federal government. We have judges, you know, like the situation you're talking about with a 17-year-old girl that just enrages me. And, I mean, everything, it's a bad moral decline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe God's hand of judgment is on this country. I mean, we've aborted over 50 million babies.
Yeah.
We just all need to pray, and we all need to call out to God and fight the good fight, be activist, and not just Sunday Christians, and listen to you guys. I listen to you guys on the GCN app, so anyone with a smartphone, you can listen to these guys through the GCN live app.
Pretty cool. It's a pretty cool hookup, isn't it, Frank?
Yeah, definitely.
It really is, yeah. You know what's interesting about that is, you know, let's go over to Dark Knight really quick. We noticed right after the movie and after the massacre that took place in Aurora, Illinois, Colorado, I'm sorry, the church, after the fact, is outside singing Amazing Grace. And the American church, for some reason, believes that grace today is to be used as a cover-up for sin rather than an empowerment or an influence to overcome sin. And if the church would have did their job, there'd probably be 12 people alive today. And what we need to do is understand that activists are Christians. And I know that there's Christians with or activists without the element of Christianity, but the bottom line is they stole the word from us, Frank. So we are Christians in actions, and they can copy us the way that they want to. But we appreciate your phone call. You got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty
Radio. If
you'd
like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You got Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. So the next generation has some questions. And what I'm about to read to you was an article that was in an editorial section of the Dallas Morning News right after Columbine High School. Her name was Marcy Musgrave. I am a member of the up-and-coming generation that won after Generation X that has yet to be given a name. So far, it appears that most people are rallying behind the idea of calling us Generation Next, and I believe I know why. The older generations are hoping that we mindlessly assume our place as the next in line. That way, they won't have to explain why my generation has had to experience so much pain and heartache. What heartache, you say? Don't you know you have grown up in a time of great prosperity? Yeah, we know that. Believe me, it's been drilled into our heads since birth. And unfortunately, the pain and hurt that I speak of can't be reconciled with money. You've tried for years to buy us happiness, but it's only temporary. Money isn't the answer, and it's time for people to begin admitting their guilt for failing my generation. I'll admit that I wasn't planning to write this. I was going to tuck it away in some corner of my mind and fall victim to your whole next mentality. But after the massacre in Littleton, Colorado, I realized that as a member of this generation that kills without remorse, I had a duty to challenge all of my elders to explain why they have allowed things to become so bad. Let me tell you this. These questions don't represent only me, but a whole generation that is struggling to grow up and make sense of this world. We all have questions, and we all want explanations. People may label us Generation Next, but we are more appropriately Generation Y. Why did most of you lie when you made the vow, till death do us part? Why do you fool yourselves into believing that divorce really is better for the kids in the long run? Why do so many of you divorced parents spend more time with your new boyfriend or girlfriend than with your own children? Why did you ever fall victim to the notion that kids are just as well off being raised by a complete stranger at a daycare center than by their own mother or father? Why do you look down on parents who decide to quit work and stay home to raise their children? Why does the television do most of the talking at family meals? Why is work more important than your own family? Why is money regarded as more important than relationships? Why is quality time generally no longer than a 5 to 10 minute conversation each day? Why do you try to make up for the lack of time you spend with us by giving us more and more material objects that we really don't need? Why does your work in the form of a cell phone, laptop, computer, etc. always come with us on vacations? Why have you neglected to teach us values and morals? Why haven't you lived moral lives that we can model our own after? Why isn't religion one of the most important words in our household? And why do you play God when it comes to abortion? Why don't you have enough faith in us to teach us abstinence rather than safe sex? Why do you allow us to watch violent movies but expect to us and all of us to maintain some type of childlike innocence? Why do you allow us to spend unlimited amounts of time on the internet but still are shocked about our knowledge of how to build bombs? Why are you so afraid to tell us no sometimes? Why is it so hard for you to realize that school shootings and other violent juvenile behavior results from your lack of attention more than anything else? Call us Generation Next if you want to, but I think you'll be surprised at how we will fail to fit into your next little category. These questions should and will be asked of the generations that have failed us. Written by Marcy Musgrave, a junior at Texas A&M University. They want answers, friends. They want answers. James Holmes walks into a movie theater, Aurora, Colorado. The opening of Dark Knight Rises, Batman movie, Marvel. Shoots 12 people, dead, 72 injured. Four of them are on the verge of living or dying. They're in critical care. 24 years old, college student. What was Marcy Musgrave?
College
student. What have I been trying to say to people for the last 12 years? What's wrong with the older generation that they don't pay attention to the younger generation? What do they think? They're just going to go away someday?
Or they'll just
Are they just going to teach themselves the ways of life?
That's right.
Just yesterday, I called up Jake after church and said, hey, let's go check out this Dark Knight Rises. I don't want to go on the radio and have some caller call in and say to me, after I critique Hollywood and their evil, and say to me, well, Bradley, have you seen the movie? So I went and seen it. And the first thing I said to Jake when we first got into the movie theater, and by the way, the movie theater was packed in Minnesota. Every time somebody went up and down the aisle, you could see heads turn. People were a little paranoid. I walked into the movie theater. The first thing I noticed was on screen a movie preview from the 1930s where a couple guys, I think it was like two to four guys, I can't remember exactly, I just seen it through my peripheral vision, and they had machine guns, and they walked in the movie theater, and they shot everybody up in the movie theater. That was the first thing that I noticed. The second premiere was about a hitman, and his job was to kill people and to make sure that he didn't leave the job unfulfilled on his part. Then all of a sudden, here comes The Dark Knight Rises by Batman. The first thing that they show is a violent scene in an airplane where an airplane is hijacked and they kill everybody inside of the plane. The scary guy, the villain with the mask on his face, he starts to talk, and it was the eeriest thing I've ever heard in my life. It really was. It was disturbing. Listen, I'm 6'5". 240 pounds, ideally. I'm usually the one that will stand up in front of my brother if something's wrong to protect him for whatever harm might come to him. But I'm telling you what, this new version of evil today in America, friends, will put a chill up Freddie's spine and Michael's spine. It's going too far, way too far. The masked man, he's a foreigner. One of his villain buddies says to him when the plane was going to go down, listen, we've done our job here. We've killed everybody off and we got our witnesses. The bad guy looks at his other villain friend, his other minion that's with him in crime, and says to him, there has to be a body with the airplane. So in other words, die with the airplane. So there was some jihadist ideology in the movie. And by the way, it ran through the whole movie. You could parallel it to as to what was going on in our country today. You want to talk about desensitizing, friends? I'm telling you what, it's right in front of your face. After the first scene of the movie, I wasn't in there for 5 minutes. I looked at Jake and I said, let me tell you something, bro. That is a new level of evil. Without question. It is a new level of evil. Because America has allowed Hollywood to drop the law and to promote Satanism. And I'm going to get to that in just a minute. Because Satanism, it is. Everything that God told us not to do, Hollywood finds it within themselves to have to promote and advocate what God told them not to do. And we wonder why our nation is becoming hell? Did we forget in Psalms 9:17 that the nation that forgets God will be turned into hell? There's so many people out there that want to dare God's justice, and here we are, and we wonder why where we're at, because we didn't know that prevention was better than cure, and God is the one that told us no, not yes. Let me go through some of the topics during this movie. It was over-the-top violence, no respect for life whatsoever. What you didn't think the guy would do, he did. And I'll tell you what he's doing. He's searing the conscience of millions and millions in this country under the noses of the parents that are allowing their kids to go see this filth. During one part of the movie, I talked about the jihadist ideology. During the end of the movie, there was a girl there who had her thumb on a bomb that would blow up all of Manhattan. She said she needed to finish her father's work. Isn't it interesting that these jihadists, their God tells them to kill people, and our God tells us not to kill people. Theirs say take life, ours says preserve life. Unless you violate that law of that God. Right? The bad guy says to one of these jihadist ideologists, hey, why don't you go first? You get to go into heaven first. Isn't it interesting these jihads and their mentality and their ideology always says, hey, why don't you do it? Well, listen. If it's such an honor to go to heaven first, then why don't you do it, Commander-in-Chief?
Show us by example.
That's exactly right. No, they always want somebody else to do it for them. Yeah. And if the Muslim radicals would understand this, they would take a step back and say, wait a second, Bradley's right.
We're being used.
I go on. During the movie, they set the people against the police. There was a strong theme of Occupy Wall Street against the police. And it was the bad guy, the foreign bad guy, that looked at the people. And they were taking away from the haves to give to the have-nots. Don't forget that. Who's promoting that, friends? None other than yours truly, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And the radicals, Hillary Clinton. I can go on. The whole entire administration. Taking away from the haves to give to the have-nots. What are they teaching a new generation? To take it. And it belongs to everybody. As a matter of fact, Catwoman in one scene was looking at one of these Occupy Wall Street minions, counterfeits, whatever you want to call her in this particular situation. And Catwoman looked at a picture, and as she was looking at the picture, the bad girl looked at Catwoman and said, what are you looking at? She said, this apartment belongs to someone's family. And this one girl responded to the Catwoman, and she said, no, this is all of our apartment. Are you beginning to hear what I'm saying to you, friends? Hollywood is going line upon line as to what this administration is trying to implement. Don't you remember the Star Wars after the Patriot Act was planted? Oh, I'm going to come right back, and we're going to keep talking about this. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsofliberty radio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Case in point, talking about the Occupy Wall Street parallel in the movie. Do you think that was a coincidence? Absolutely not. Just looked at some news outsources here for you listeners of mine. And protesters dressed as clown and inmates shooting police with umbrella. Yep. A prop gun at Occupy Seattle today. Today. Folks, those kids, those young people that were shot in Aurora, Colorado, they're still trying to figure out if it was a real deal or not. They didn't think it was real. Folks, you have been desensitized. Remember in September 11th when the two towers fell? People were saying it's like watching a movie. It wasn't real. You are being desensitized. Let me go on here for the sake of time. Talking about The Dark Knight Rises, my assessment. Folks, did you guys know that the very first scripture in the Satanic Bible is "Do what thou wilt"? In other words, do everything God told you not to do. Do what you want to do. Well, go to Catwoman in the movie. She's a thief, and she covets for money. She steals for money. That's a violation of thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not covet. There was one particular scene with the Catwoman where a little boy stole an apple. I thought this was just, it blew my mind how specific those that wrote this story were, and they knew exactly what they were writing when they wrote this story. But there was a little boy during the movie that stole an apple. And Catwoman beat the guy up that caught the little boy with his apple. In other words, the little boy stole from the man the apple. Catwoman beat up the guy that wanted his apple back because the little boy stole it. Catwoman beats up the good guy and tells the little boy, next time you steal, you need to be faster than them that you steal from. What's interesting about it is Catwoman then takes a bite of the apple. What did Eve do in the garden when God commanded her not to eat of that tree? An apple. Folks, it was very specific. Very specific. And I highly doubt anybody caught that. Yeah. Unless you knew the word of God, I got it right away. Satanists aren't stupid, folks.
No, they know how to bleed it in.
They totally do.
You know, she said something before, too, about stealing. You know, I only steal from people that are well-to-do.
Right.
I would never steal from somebody who...
Kind of reminds
really
you of Obama Hood, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Robin Hood. Do you think Obama's steal brother was rich. Robin Hood? Obama Hood. That's,
Obama
explain.
Hood.
Explain.
Obama Hood. Well, that's the whole theory of Robin Hood. He would steal from the king and the knights and all the nobles
from
that were oppressing the poor.
Yeah.
That's right. Rather than going in and dealing with government through judgment... Then you just steal, make a living off of stealing to give to the poor. Hey, it sounds like our welfare state right now, right? You go tax the top percentage of income winners in the country to give to the poor. And then when the poor figure out that they can actually vote to get money, well, there goes your system. It's no longer going to be about justice. It's going to be about what can I get in handouts, and that's exactly what's happening right now. So take Robin Hood, put the badge on him, and allow him to be in government, and that's what's happening, and that's what's promoted through Catwoman, because she can still be good even though she's a thief.
The government is confirmed to specific objects. It is not like the states, whose powers are not more general. Charity is no part of the federal government.
That's right.
Who said that? The father of our Constitution, Mr. James Madison.
That's right.
I go on. Given my assessment of the Dark Knight Rises, the movie promotes stealing. Thou shalt not steal. Number 8. Thou shalt not steal. God said, but the movie promotes stealing. The movie kills throughout the beginning to the end. That's all they're doing is killing without regard to life. Number 6 is thou shalt not kill. The movie advocates sex before marriage. Batman actually has sex with the villain.
Oh, that's what I missed when I went out.
No, that's what he did. Yeah,
okay.
She's the one
so
that stabbed him at the death.
Yeah.
So that's number 7, thou shalt not commit adultery. And by the way, it wasn't a situation of marriage. It was a marriage. It was a situation of fornication.
Right.
And 1 Corinthians 6:9 says that you are not, no fornicator shall inherit the kingdom of God. But they promoted it.
And this is supposed to be the good guy. Here, Catwoman can still be a good woman, but she's a thief. And Batman can still be a good guy, but he's a fornicator.
They're becoming more evil, and they're walking the line of good and bad all the time, only searing the conscience of the young. Yeah. By the way, who is Batman zeroed in on? The older generation or the younger generation?
Definitely the younger generation.
Yeah, and what would that demographic be, Jake? 18 to what, about 30 years old? Those are the kind of people that you see in these places, right? Yeah. Why are they aiming for the young? I go on. Promotes lying. Thou shalt not lie. Number 9 of God's commandments, Exodus 20. During the movie American Flags, they show shots of the American flag split in half.
Tattered up.
And the movie really promotes fear. And let me tell you something, my friends. Never take counsel from your fears. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And let me go over to 1 John real quick as it comes to my aid. Perfect love casteth out fear. Perfect love looks out for its brother. It doesn't subject itself to a new form of government. And that's exactly what this movie was promoting. Subjection through fear to a new form of government.
Mm-hmm.
Or else. And by the way, the guise of that was, hey, we're giving the city back to you. Do nothings. We're giving everything. What does this sound like, friends? What are you hearing from this administration? There was a strong correlation.
Totally. And then at the end, what was it? We're giving it back to you. They used the mob and then they were going to blow them all up. It's the end right there. There was no the liberty, there is nothing on the other side of that carrot that they dangle in front of people's nose. It's always destruction. History has proved it. Look at every country that's embraced communism. Look at China. Look at the USSR.
And by the way, go to China, Jake. What did they used to indoctrinate kids with in public schools? Comic books.
They use comic books.
Boy, isn't that a novel idea.
What appeals to the kids.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
So what is Batman? My assessment of this movie, folks, is your kids have no business going to that movie, number one. Number two is you don't have any business going to that movie because it doesn't promote anything that is American. It doesn't promote anything godly, patriotic, in any sense of the word. It doesn't promote life. If you think Batman is your hero after the end of this movie, you just missed everything else that was going on around the movie. Because what was the movie about? Was it about Batman, the vigilante, winning the day? Well, at the end of the movie, he always does. Right? But he lives.
But by what means?
That's the point. That was the point. Yeah. Why of all this indoctrination, it's like putting it's like taking a steak, Jake, and not just putting a drop of poison on that steak. This movie does just the exact opposite. It puts steak all around what is good in that movie. Yeah. And what was good? What did you take out of the movie? What was good, Jake?
Well, I don't know that there was anything good at what it does, because I never watch TV. We very rarely watch movies. We watch documentaries, we study history, and we read the Word. So when I got in there, I thought, okay, this is where society has gone to another level, as you had said.
Yeah.
It got to another level. Because when I was a kid, I watched Batman and Robin. I never even saw blood in any of those. People were very rarely killed. They were just beat up.
Yep.
And there was only justice served. Superman, the same thing. There was no fornication. There was no allusion to, well, you can still be a good guy but yet break God's laws. That didn't happen. But nowadays, that's exactly the message that's being conveyed. There is good, but it's got a little darkness in it, too.
But the opposite of the analogy, would you eat a steak with a little poison on it? No way. Okay, well, this one does just the exact opposite.
Would you eat poison with a little bit of steak in it?
That's exactly right.
No.
That's exactly what I got out of that movie. It's like swimming through a channel infested with sharks.
Yep.
Was it worth getting to the other side just for a thrill?
No, it wasn't. And they show, they literally teach you how to commit crimes. They were teaching tactics of terrorism, for example. They were teaching, just like the DARE program, how to use drugs, but in this case, it wasn't drugs. It was how to plant bombs, how to sneak into buildings, how to all this sort of thing.
And just think, if you magnify judgment against crime in our country, rather than the crime, see, the media does just the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, let's go back to the shooting. They magnify James Holmes, and everybody wants to see James Holmes, the murderer. Why are they so enthralled with criminals?
Yeah.
They love them. They're idolized.
I think they have been
since the 30s. Why?
I think they should come to see, do a public viewing of James Holmes' execution. If they really want to see it, then see that.
That's my point.
Yep.
That needs to be made public.
Yes, it does.
By the way, he's sitting in court right now. A couple hours back he was. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's still there or not right now, but he's got a bulletproof vest on, and the court's telling him that they're basically giving him his rights.
The Miranda rights.
He gave his rights up, folks.
You got it. That's why he's sitting in court.
Why is there delayed justice here? Why? Everybody's seen Kim do it. By the way, he's bewildered.
Yeah, look at it. It's on
our
Facebook page.
He's completely gone.
Sons of Liberty Facebook. Go see it.
He does not look like he's in his right mind at all.
His hair's red like the Joker's.
Yep. So now what's going to happen is we're going to start hearing about what really took place. Mm-hmm. Some people say he had help. This is just like Columbine all over again. But that's another day. That's another show. Folks, and they had the audacity to finalize my assessment on the Dark Knight Rises of Batman. They had the audacity to rate the movie PG-13. By the way, up until 1968, the church used to screen all the movies.
Right.
They failed the test again. Yep. That's good stuff to talk about. What was tolerated and what wasn't? Well, I can tell you what wasn't tolerated: anything that violated God's law.
You got it.
Now they're doing just the exact opposite, and everybody's trying to figure out what's going on.
Why are they breaking the law?
We just told you why. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours. Jake just looked over at me like, whoa. Or he looked up at the window and said, whoa, that's it? That was it. When the second hour comes, it comes. Not going to push it. Not going to make it work. 1 John 3:18, we love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.